Good morning and blessings on you all. Today is the start of Holy Week, or Passion Week, as some of our Christian brothers and sisters call it. There are many world-changing events in the life of Jesus that took place this week. The first significant event is today, Palm Sunday. Then comes Maundy Thursday, which is the day that Jesus instituted the Last Supper, that he celebrated with his disciples as part of the most important of the Jewish holidays, the Passover. Good Friday is the day Jesus suffered and died for us on the cross. Holy Saturday, called by some Christians as the Easter Vigil, marks the end of Lent. And of course, there is Easter, the resurrection, which Pastor Jack will preach on next Sunday. It is interesting how much of the events this week are recorded in the Gospels. For instance, the book of John devotes 9 of its 21 chapters just to the events of Holy Week. Possibly you may want to select a Gospel and read the accounts between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday as a devotional leading up to Easter. Today is Palm Sunday, and we are going to celebrate Jesus riding into Jerusalem as a king. And we will also look briefly at the rest of the week. If we were all gathered in church today, we might have palm branches to wave. Maybe the kids in Sunday school would have been given palm branches, or made paper palm branches or palm crosses like some of us did when we were children. Maybe they would have celebrated with us by marching down the center aisle as we all sing and wave our palm branches to give praise to Jesus as King. But this year, as we know, is a little different. I will be waving my palm branch today, or reasonable facsimile thereof. And I invite you all that are young or young in heart to get your own palm branch. I just looked around my yard and here's what I found. Swiss chard. It's amazing that Pam harvested this all winter long. I also found some sword fern. It looks kind of palm-like, don't you think? Maybe you can find a cedar or a fir bough. If you are not inclined to leave your house, you can make a paper palm or even wave a handkerchief or just wave your arms. So take your time, pause the video now, and we will see you back when we have your palm. Hear the word of God today from the Gospel of Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 1 to 11. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent 2 disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to your daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted. Okay, everybody, grab your palm branch. This is where the audience participation comes in. We are all going to read the last part of the scripture together, while waving our palm branch. Let's all say it like we mean it. Are you ready? Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." By the way, that term Hosanna is an expression of joy and praise for the anticipated deliverance of the Jewish people. When Jesus came to Jerusalem for his final presentation of himself to Israel, that expression came readily from the lips of the Jewish people and the Passover crowds. He was seen as the long-anticipated Messiah that had come to save them. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It was Palm Sunday, and like the Lone Ranger on his white stallion, kicking up a cloud of dust, Jesus comes into Jerusalem to save the day. As Jesus passes by, people are asking, "Who is that masked man? The bad guys have tied up the town, and Jesus was here to capture their ringleader, Satan, and his gang. He had a shootout with the gang, captures them all, and throws them into jail." A large crowd gathered to see what the commotion was all about. Jesus mounts his horse and pulls on the reins. As the stallion rears on its hind legs, Jesus waves his white hat and shouts, "Hi-ho, silver, away!" And Jesus rides off in a cloud of dust. You hear the William Tell overture in the background. What? That is not how it really happened? By the way, if you're too young to know who the Lone Ranger is, look up an episode on YouTube. You will not be sorry. Once upon a time, there was a small nation that was deeply troubled. For centuries, the people had been oppressed by the armies of the nations around them. Many of the citizens of this nation had become cynical about life, and as a result, they cheated friends and neighbors in the marketplace. There was no peace, there was no prosperity, but there appeared a tiny ray of hope in the midst of the darkness. There was talk of a Messiah who would fix everything for them, a Messiah, the one chosen by God to be their king. He would be a great military leader who would unite the Jewish people and overthrow the hated Roman oppression. Then he would establish a strong and free independent government. The nation would return to the glory days of King David and King Solomon, bringing peace and prosperity, and Israel would once again be the envy of the surrounding nations. Word came of a man from Nazareth who was able to change water into wine, miraculously heal people, cast out demons, and even raise people from the dead. People came from all over to hear him preach and experience his miracles firsthand. And he could hold his own with the scribes and the Pharisees when they confronted him. The people thought that finally the Messiah, who would lead an army against Rome and reestablish Israel as a strong and prosperous nation, was coming. One day, this man rode a donkey into the capital city of Jerusalem, followed by a large crowd of his followers. The city was already packed with people there to attend the sacred festival of Passover. People poured into the streets, cheering his arrival. They waved palm branches, spread garments on the road, and shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" You know, people love a parade. That was no different when Jesus came to town. Josephus, a Jewish historian, estimated the crowd in Jerusalem to be as high as 3 million people, or about one half the population of Judea and Galilee, for they had all come to celebrate the Passover. Yes, indeed, life was rosy on Palm Sunday. By Monday, things were starting to go downhill. On Monday, Jesus made many enemies by driving the animals out of the temple, turning over the tables of the money changers, and saying that they had turned the temple into a den of thieves. He recruited no army. He gave no speeches to rally the people against Rome. People were waiting. People were becoming disappointed. Then they became angry. This man from Nazareth was supposed to be the Messiah, the Savior. By Thursday, Jesus was charged by the religious leaders with claiming he was the Son of God. In effect, a death warrant had been issued, and Jesus was arrested. On Friday, the people were shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" He was forced to carry his cross to Calvary and was crucified between two other prisoners. Oh, it's easy to be a Christian on Palm Sunday or Easter Sunday. Who would not want to be with Jesus at times like these? Sundays are good. Sundays are full of worshiping God, fellowshipping with other believers, and spending time with family and friends. It is generally a good day for us. But what about Monday and Tuesday and the rest of the week? On Monday through Saturday, we typically hold down stress-filled jobs, pay bills, go to the doctor, wash clothes, fix meals, run the kids to soccer, hockey, piano, etc., and dozens of other things. If we are retired, we are busy meeting with friends, pursuing our hobbies and activities at church or other worthwhile organizations. The days between one Sunday and the next can become even worse when we are in a pandemic lockdown. Suddenly we go from days where we have too much to do to days where we are trapped in the house, often bored. I don't know about you, but Pam and I miss seeing our family and friends and our traveling. Often I have a case of cabin fever. Sunday is different. It's a day when our faith is strengthened. Sunday is a day that prepares us for those things that happen the rest of the week. And this Sunday is even more special because it is Palm Sunday. One way to understand Palm Sunday is to go back to the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel chapter 8. Samuel was a judge, prophet, and priest, and he was getting old. The elders got together and asked Samuel to appoint a king, just like the nations around them had. Samuel knew that it was wrong, so he prayed to God. God said they were rejecting their Lord. God was to be their only king. The people did not want to trust God to rule over them as their king. They wanted an earthly king to fight their battles for them. So God tells Samuel to go ahead and give them a king. History shows that with few exceptions, the kings were terrible and led the people in the direction of idolatry and sin. Then centuries went by without a king. The people were ruled by the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians, and now the Romans. They were beaten down, But they had remembered God's promise of a Messiah that would fix everything for them. When Jesus showed up, he seemed to be the long-awaited Messiah. He stood up to the scribes and Pharisees, he healed the sick, and spoke with authority. This time, they had the right person. Jesus indeed was the Messiah, the long-hoped-for king. But Jesus was not the type of king they thought he would be. They wanted a king to sit on an earthly throne. This Jesus did not meet their expectations. Therefore, when some in the crowd began to spread doubts about this Jesus, the people listened. This is what happened to the crowds that cheered Jesus as King, the Savior, on Sunday, then called for his death by Thursday. They turned against the only person who has ever lived on this earth that is totally without sin. And so they had him crucified. You know, it was all so predictable. If the people had only listened to the prophets of old, they would have known that this was the way it had to be. Jesus was the kind of Messiah that nobody wanted. He entered Jerusalem at a special time, Passover. Passover was the celebration of the Israelites' deliverance from slavery in Egypt. 10 terrible plagues had fallen on Egypt before they were allowed to leave, the last being the death of all the firstborn of animals and men. To save his people, God made special provisions to protect them. They were to kill a perfect, unblemished lamb and sprinkle the blood on the door frames of their homes. When God's messenger saw the blood of the lamb, the house was passed over and the Israelite inhabitants were saved. Just as the Passover lamb gave the Israelites the chance of a new beginning, so our Passover lamb, Jesus the Christ, gives us the chance of a new beginning by his blood sacrifice. Jesus fulfilled the requirements of the Passover lamb. The Passover lambs had to be inspected by the priests to make sure that they were without blemish. Jesus, the Lamb of God, came before the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the civil authorities, who examined him and had to bring false witness against him in order to condemn him. Pilate, finding no fault in him, washed his hands of the entire affair. Jesus was found to be without blemish before shedding his blood on Calvary as the perfect Lamb of God. On this day, we celebrate Jesus the Messiah, who rode a donkey in the capital city of Jerusalem. This humble man came riding on a donkey to demonstrate for us the meaning of his kingdom and to teach us about the true nature of God. He taught us that a godly life is more than status and getting what we want, is being willing to put others before self and finding freedom in picking up our own crosses, those things that God brings before us that we need to embrace and do in his name. Jesus came on a mission of peace to reconcile humankind to God. By our confession of Jesus the Christ, we can admit our sins and find reconciliation with the Creator God. We can enter into a full relationship of grace and love with God the Father and with each other. So, on this Palm Sunday 2021, we need to ask ourselves, do we need a Jesus cast in our own image? a Jesus molded into what we think him to be. There is a story about a very sick man. He had gone to many doctors, undergone numerous tests, and was prescribed lots of medicine, but he was still very sick. He tried everything from home remedies to mega doses of certain vitamins along with his prescriptions. He still did not feel any better than before. Then he heard of a doctor who could cure diseases and illnesses that others could not. He called and made an appointment, all the time thinking, "Finally, I will feel well again." The doctor gave him a thorough exam, and looking at the test results, she told the man that all he had to do to return to health, he was to lose 60 pounds, exercise regularly, eat more vegetables, fruits, and grains. The doctor told him he did not need that medication he was on. The man was furious with the doctor. He demanded that the doctor prescribe some new medication for him, possibly some experimental drugs that were not yet on the market, which would cure his illness. The doctor patiently repeated her advice. "You don't need medicine," she said. "You need to change your lifestyle." Well, the man cussed out the doctor and stormed out of her office. For the rest of his life, he would tell everyone who would listen that the doctor was a quack and who should be not allowed to practice medicine. Like the man who is not satisfied with the doctor's advice, unwilling to change his lifestyle, do we turn our backs to the truth of what Jesus really is? This man who humbly came riding into town on the back of a lowly donkey. Do we try to make Jesus into our own view of who we want him to be rather than who he really is? Will you go directly from Palm Sunday to Easter? Or will you walk with Jesus on the road of self-sacrifice, service, and love? Hopefully, today's message helps you think about your answers. Here we are today, the Sunday before the Friday. We are here with our palm branches, singing praises to Jesus, cheering with the crowd that cheered for Jesus. But we have also, if we understand it rightly, cheered with a heart heavy with the knowledge of what is to come. For we know the rest of the story. We are closer to Christ and his knowledge of the real situation even more than his disciples. Jesus knew who he was dying for. He knew that Judas would betray him, that Peter would deny him three times, that all the disciples would abandon him, and that the crowd would eventually call for his death. He knew what was to come, and yet he ate and drank with Judas. He knew, and yet he prayed with Peter. He knew, and yet he called all of his disciples friends. He knew, and yet he taught in the marketplace and healed those who came to him. Jesus knew what he had to do, and we know what we have to do. We know because Jesus told us. During that fateful week, Jesus told his disciples, and so he tells us, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." this does not mean that we must love only our family or our church family or only those who are Christians. It means that we have to love everyone, those who look like us and those who do not. We have to love those who believe what we believe and those who do not. We know Jesus' part, and we know our part. And knowing, we have celebrated this Palm Sunday. And I would say to you that we must celebrate. And since we know that he is not the conquering king, but the suffering servant, we must follow him to the cross and beyond.